Hollow Chisel Mortiser. This is a real luxury item, saving a great deal of time when it comes to chopping out numerous mortises and furniture pieces. It looks like a drill press and actually works like one, except the specialized drill bits are housed within a very sharp, four-sided square chisel. The adjustable clamping table allows you to fine-tune the alignment of your piece and then work your way along your mortise if it requires more than one square dimension. For example, three side-by-side holes with the half-inch bit will yield a mortise a half-inch by 1.5 inches. The table on mine is on a two-axis or XY roller system that allows you to adjust the entire assembly front, back, right, or left, rather than releasing the workpiece every time you need to reposition. It's not included on cheaper models. The action is achieved by a long lever arm with which a lot of power is generated by the extra leverage. As you bear down on the arm, the drill bit removes most of the waste, as the square chisel surrounding it removes the rest of the side waste, resulting in a perfectly square hole. It is, in a word, pretty dang neato. Lathe. This is a fantastic and ancient tool that is easier to use than it looks. I've seen woodworkers with foot treadle lathes turn out work more beautiful than anything I've ever laid hands to. Like so many shop techniques employing simple machines and sharp steel, turning wood depends upon a few simple fundamentals to succeed, allowing an endless variety of round items to be crafted, from knobs and finials to baseball bats and salad bowls. You can opt for a smaller or meaty lathe, which is right handy when it comes to producing small items like pens or chess pieces. For chair parts or baluster spindles, you'll want to move up to a medium or large machine. We have a one-way 2436, a terribly nice and beefy tool that we are still working our way up to deserving. I've enjoyed terrifying videos of turners chucking up massive oak stumps onto monster lathes to turn expansive, gorgeous vessels from a 200-pound trunk section. I do not think this is a challenge to which I aspire myself. However, the nice thing about a lathe is that it's very safe, relatively speaking, since you are holding the cutting steel to the wood as opposed to applying the wood to the cutting steel, as in most other woodworking machinery. This means that a lathe mishap will usually just leave a piece of wood briefly spinning off its mounting and clattering to the floor. On the other hand, the large amount of real estate spinning at high speeds can grab your cuff or bracelet and really spoil your day, not to mention your radius and ulna. Sanding machines. Another great luxury. We have three machines that are really convenient for a lot of operations. Oscillating spindle sander. This table has a cylinder covered in sandpaper that both spins and thrusts straight up and down, oscillation, from a hole in the table's center. The combination of sanding directions prevents the grit from leaving visible gouges and scratches, which is a really handy feature. With a variety of cylinder diameters to choose from, this machine is priceless when I need to quickly sand away the bandsaw marks from curved furniture parts. 12-inch disc sander. This is the sibling to our 1943 drill press, also by Delta. It has a small table set at 90 degrees to the disc surface, although the tilt of the table is adjustable for beveled work. We keep an aggressive grit on this one and utilize it mainly when we need to quickly shape an item, as it'll accurately and brutally remove a corner from your chair seat or your index finger. Horizontal belt sander. This bad boy, or girl, gender unclear, wields a 6-inch by 89-inch belt that runs horizontally along a 90-degree table. The entire belt mechanism also oscillates up and down. This machine takes care of many small cleanup jobs that would often be achieved with a block plane on a one-off, but when we get to making multiples, It's a convenient station at which to plow through a box full of pop tops or pencil holders. Compressor. We have a very sturdy Ciesin's 20-gallon compressor that's been serving our needs admirably for 14 years now. A compressor is very valuable for the number of pneumatic tools that it can power. Brad, staple, and nail guns are extremely useful in the shop, and if you have the horsepower, die grinders are also commonly used for carving applications. The main feature of this tool, upon which we rely, however, is simply the compressed air itself. No matter what you're working on, routing a dado, or drilling out peg holes for shelves, or carving the recessed details on a canoe paddle, nothing clears the view or removes the dust like a blast from the compressor. Wives and husbands also appreciate the compressor, as it allows us to blow our raiments relatively clean before walking in the front door after a day of filling their weaves with sawdust. Dust collection. I cannot describe how much nicer your shop will feel once you've installed a proper system for the collection of dust. Well, actually, I guess I can. Before you get a dust collector, your shop is choked with sawdust and every surface is covered in a layer of the stuff, not to mention every nook and cranny housing piles of dirty powdered wood. For much of my early career, it was just a way of life, being covered in sawdust both outside and inside, like in my ears and nose and lungs. Portable collectors are very handy, and they have become quite advanced in their effectiveness. For years, I had such a unit, which I would attach to my table saw and planer mainly, which made a really big difference off the bat, since those are two of the biggest transgressors when it comes to producing sawdust. Eventually, I installed a complete network of ducting powered by a system by Oneida, the leaders in shop vacuum systems. The only thing wrong with my dust collector is that I wasn't able to locate it outside, so it's quite loud. If I had the room, I'd build some sort of soundproof closet for it. Other than that, it does a masterful job of clearing away the dust from my chop saw, table saw, planer, joiner, bandsaw, router table, and sanding machines. The only major dust-producing system in the shop that isn't covered by the collection network is our copious use of hand sanders. There are neat designs for sanding tables, perforated with holes, that will suck away your sanding dust, but I have not gotten around to making one. Instead, we are blessed with a few sanders and companion vacuums from Festool, and I'll tell you what, they cost a bit more, but their engineering leaves such an absence of dust that I'm tempted to eat off the clean wood surfaces left behind, and often do, until Lee catches me and hits me. Not soft hitting, either. I can't say enough what a difference it makes to suck up your dust at the source, meaning a vacuum hose on all your sanders. Yes, it's cumbersome, but I just sling the hose over my shoulder and get used to it. Your sandpaper will also enjoy the benefits of a much longer life once the dust is out of the way.